Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the approval of this evening's agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move case number 11,296 to the front of the agenda due to the fact that we don't have a full board here tonight. I'd like to do that so that I make that in it. Make that
okay.
A motion.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we move case number 11,296 to the first hearing for this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, again, due to the fact we have a board member that is under the weather this evening, is the reason being I was going to announce. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reason to move it forward.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, so by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,296 will be moved to the first case. Okay. Now. Now, gentlemen, I would like to, respectfully request that we would defer any and all action at such time until...
Well, I think we want to go over the... There's some other items on the agenda, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Probably need to be addressed before we get discussion on...
Okay. All right, next I'll call for a motion then for the approval of the minutes and the finding of facts of our November the 18th, 2013 meeting.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to all of the listed minutes and finding of facts, I just received them today and would like to review them before making a motion on that.
On all of them?
On all four, yes, please.
Okay, so you're going to make a motion to the effect that we...
My motion is to move them to our next regular meeting to make a motion on them.
Okay, and that will be on January the 27th.
Yes.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion. I haven't had a chance to look at them either.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we move our minutes and finding of the facts of our November and December meetings until our next regular meeting, which is scheduled for January the 27th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion so carried. Okay. Now, Mr. Sharp, you want to...
Well, I think, Mr. Chairman, the next case was case number 11296 AT&T, which I believe Ms. Thibodeau could introduce.
You going to read the rules?
Or do you want me to go over the statement first?
What statement is you?
The conduct of hearings.
Yeah, why don't you go over and do that first then, please.
Okay.
Then I'll come back and I'll clear everything else up.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening. And in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after the new public hearings, and your advice might be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Mr. Chairman, before you begin, you'll notice that I'm chewing gum. Everyone here will look, that's not too professional, and I want you to know that I have an ear infection, and I have to keep that canal open, so if you see me chewing gum, that's what I have to do.
Oh, okay. Right. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Now, on the agenda now, then, so you'll bring that up, and then I'll...
Case number 11,296, AT&T, east of Route 1, Coastal Highway, 100 feet north of Jefferson Bridge Road, Road 361A. Tax map ID is District 134, map 17.07, parcel 191. A special use exception for a telecommunication tower.
Mr. Chairman, we obviously have a quorum that could make a decision, but I think in light of Mr. Workman's absence, I know he would like to participate, so I'd make a motion that we move that item of business to our next regular meeting.
Which will be on January the 27th is our next regular scheduled meeting. Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we table and defer action on case number 11,296 until our next regular scheduled meeting, which is January the 27th. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills again?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons that have been previously stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,296 will be moved. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.